All right, it is that time every week. We love it. It's Tech Tuesday. Sarah Kinsey, our digital disciple here. And Sarah, that moon isn't going to be pink. We're just teasing. It's going to be the regular color of moon.
What is this?
It's pink moon. Pink moon. That's the second full moon of spring, is known as the pink moon.
And when is it supposed to happen again?
Tonight. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right before the moonrise. So early in the evening. Keep an eye out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
So that, but besides, before the moon, this is the big news, because we've got our Parish of the Week for this week. So I don't want to waste any more time. Who is it?
All right. So our Parish of the Week is St. Anthony's Catholic Church and School in Tigard.
All right. Father John Henderson.
Yes. Yeah. Which Father John's just always been so supportive of Mater Dei Radio, and you might frequently hear his voice on homily highlights here on the Morning Blend. And Father Ephraim Morazzo is also the parochial vicar there. And I've heard great things about him as well.
As you should. We overlapped at Mount Angel a lot, actually. So his first year of theology was my first year of college.
Oh, very nice.
So we were together for 4 years, and then he was just recently ordained over the summer.
That's right. Yeah, so very exciting to highlight them. And of course, our good friend Miriam Marston is the faith formation director over there. And it's just such a active parish. They have so many different ministries that especially the parishioners are very involved in, which I think is very cool. They have a lot of small group activities, small community activities. Some of it is focused around prayer of lots of different types, but also they have what they call action teams, which I think is so cool. And it's just, they're kind of organizing around a particular need or a particular cause. And they, you know, it could just be parishioners in a small group, and they're working with the committee from the parish to kind of keep them plugged in. But I just think that's such a great idea that they really, if they see a problem, they see a need, or, you know, they're just drawn to start some type of a ministry, they can do that in a small group. So,
you know, Sarah, I live in Tigard, and they make a difference in the community, from the school to the parish.
Yes.
These action teams make a difference. It's fantastic to see. The parish is literally on fire. I mean, they're great evangelists there.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They love the Lord.
Yes, they are. And they also have that school there, pre-K to 8. They're actually building a new school.
Really?
Which a lot of their buildings are really old, and so they're having to kind of plan for the future. And so they're actually building right
now.
You can see, it's really fun. If you go to their Facebook page, you can see pictures of the students, their principal for a day. So they go out with the principal, and they're wearing their hard hats and their vests, and they're checking on the construction. So like the most recent one, they're standing in like a frame of the school, and so really cool. And the school does so much too. They have so many fun traditions. They just did a trikeathon that the kids did for but it was to raise money for St. Jude's. They do spring play, Christmas play. They do living stations. One of the ones that made me chuckle a little bit was the 8th grade versus staff volleyball game.
Oh, yes. That's a classic.
That's a long-standing tradition. So, so many great things happening over there. And I remember back a couple weeks ago when Miriam was here for Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
She told us this great story, and I probably won't do it justice, but she works with everyone coming into the church. And she said last year after the Easter Vigil, they had 20-some people come into the church, which is a great number.
Fantastic.
And she said after like she closed down the church, she was locking up, and she said, God, this was a great turnout. I want you to double it for next year. And she said he almost tripled it. She's like, be careful what you ask for, because they might need a bigger church.
But I told you they were on fire.
I know.
Yeah.
This year they had 56 people come into the church at the Easter Vigil, plus a few more throughout the Easter season. They had to open 7 different tracks of OCIA, and several of them were from the school. They were school children that wanted to become Catholic.
That's so really cool.
They're doing something right over there. Yeah. People are really just, I mean, coming to the church, and that's just incredible. So you'll hear more about St. Anthony's throughout the week. They have a big auction coming up actually this weekend. I might have done some perusing last night on their online auction. But they have a lot of great items. So you'll be hearing more about that and some of their other events.
So what caught your
up.
Eye?
Oh my gosh. There was like some cool passes to like different like local things that I was just like, really. I'm still deciding. It was pretty cool. I was like, that'd be a fun family trip or something. But all that to say, congratulations to St. Anthony.
We're excited to highlight you. Way to go, Father John.
Yeah, congratulations. Wow. Yeah, I think during those interviews, Miriam mentioned that she's now working to do basically OCIA all through the year. And so not just during the traditional time. And so then that way people will be able to enter the church all year round.
They kind of have a continuous cycle going on. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really exciting because, you know, the traditional schedule might not work for some people.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, the sooner we can get people into the church, the better, in my opinion.
We're talking with Sarah Kinsey, our digital disciple, and she's the one who manages that Hail Mary media app and all of our web presence, including our social media accounts. And what else do you have? Our email. You manage that too, the roundup going out today.
Yeah, so I wanted to highlight a couple things that'll be in today's email. If you missed it, we got a great update from Brenda, our morning show host, and Deacon Scott, and they talked with Father Israel, who's from Mount Angel Abbey, but he's studying in Rome. But when Brenda and Scott took their pilgrimage group over, he's actually their chaplain or spiritual director. And so I wanted to highlight that talk that they had with him because it was very moving. They got very personal about, how the trip was affecting them and some really beautiful moments they have. So really encourage you to go listen to that. Also included your conversation with Ken Hellenius.
We had a good time.
But he talks about confirmation. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, I've been seeing all the photos of the confirmation, like the photos with all the confirmandi and the bishop start to pop up on my social media feed. So I was like, you know, this is a good time for just all of us to get a refresher on sacrament of confirmation. What is it? What is it not? And it's just a beautiful sacrament. And I just love your conversation.
Ken really tied that back to baptism
in a big way.
It's very insightful. I learned a lot from that interview, even though we were, you know, it's Ken, so we were joking around a little
bit. Yeah, I learned a lot too, even with the jokey around. And also wanted to quickly mention, make sure you're following our Word of the Week series on the app. That's been going great.
It's awesome.
It's so insightful. Colleen does a great job. It's very bite-sized, just a minute. But follow along every weekend because we'll do a word from the Sunday readings, and we're going through the book of Acts in the Easter season. And final reminder, I know you mentioned it earlier on the show, but all of our Share-a-thon recordings are now up on the Share-a-thon page. So you can listen to a shorter recording about hope if you don't want to wade through all the other stuff. But we also have the full hours, and some of those were really fun and maybe a little chaotic. So, but they're fun. I have fun listening back to them. So you can find all of that on our Share-a-thon page.
Yeah, Father Wong got it was a little bit too much fun.
we had a great time. It was a great week. So.
You want to check it out and see what we're talking about there.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a great week. And so besides Father Wong and all that hilarity that we had there, I think the thing that stands out for me was the interview, and you were doing it with Father Odo from Mount Angel. That was just, it set the tone, you know, really the way he said anchor.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was fantastic. Yeah. So if you want to listen back to that, you can find that on our Share-a-thon webpage.
Awesome. So that'll be going out today, the roundup.
Yep, that's going out this afternoon, so check your inboxes.
So she's our digital disciple, Sarah Kinsey. It's Tech Tuesday, and congratulations, our Parish of the Week, St. Anthony Catholic Church and School in Tigard.